Hey, if you're inland.
Susan, are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Are you ready?
Okay.
David Cassidy in town Saturday night, Pala Casino's Grand Cabaret Theater for not one, but two shows. Let's listen here just for a moment.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream.
Let's welcome him to the Kixie Morning Show, David Cassidy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't believe I'm talking to you. I just want to say right off the bat, I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? Oh, wait, it's your wife, the other Sue in your life. That other Sue.
There's
How
no,
dare you?
She embraces this whole idea.
If it makes your house payments, go for it, right?
I cannot wait to see you. I can't even believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, come on.
David, I swear, I don't know any other star that has the staying power that you have. I mean, not to take away from your early years. I think it must be a little easier to get teenage girls to scream for you. But when you can get women my age to come out and lose their minds and scream at a concert like they still do for you, and you get the younger crowd, too, I mean, that's really amazing.
It's an amazing thing for me. In the old days, back in the 70s, when I was out touring, playing all over the world, it was, you know, ducking love beads and lunchboxes and things like that. Now it's gotten much more interesting. It's, you know, it's usually like underwear, jeans, and bras and things.
Is that right? We're talking this morning to David Cassidy. Can you believe it? I know all the women listening are jealous right now.
Yes.
I'm talking to David Cassidy. You look the same. You do.
Hair, perhaps.
No, you no. still got the hair.
I had the shag going on like I had.
Now, is it a little tougher coming up with all the energy that you need to muster up on stage?
Not at all. Uh-uh. I'm having more fun now than I've ever had in my life. It's just a wonderful feeling to know that there's so many people out there that still care and love the music. And, you know, that's what the shows are about.
Yeah, but we need to really put your career into perspective here, because the level of your popularity is amazing. You sold over 25 million records. At one time, you were the world's highest paid entertainer, your fan club, the largest in pop history, bigger than Elvis, bigger than the Beatles. I know that sounds like some sort of infomercial off TV, but it's really true. I want to talk to you about the early days of your career. 1970, when this show started, when the Partridge Family hit the TV, were you even surprised at how quick the show became a huge success?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I played rock and roll bands all my teenage years. The fact that I played guitar and the fact that I sang didn't matter. They didn't care. They were casting actors. I am now more than ever appreciative of it, because the music, if it's good, it lasts and people want to hear it, and thank God they still do.
Well, one of my faves was I Woke Up in Love This Morning.
I still
have that. I have that on my computer, and I listen to it often. But I got to tell you, you've got a...
Did you wake up in love this morning?
Well, I do. I've been married 25 years to the same woman, of course.
Congratulations.
I got to tell you, we've been getting so much email from your fan clubs there and such support of you. I mean, we're happy that you'll be doing an on-air interview with David Cassidy. We are David's fan club, just David, since 1974. Let us know when he's going to be on, so that we can tell our club members. Here's one from Australia. Just wanted to wish you all the very best for your upcoming shows at Pala this weekend. Saw you three times last November in Australia. You were terrific. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For any listeners out there who are thinking of going to your shows, you will not be disappointed. From Denise Patrick, Perth, Western Australia. They want you back, David.
Wow. Who knows? I'm sure I'll probably come back at some point, but I'm looking forward to coming down to the San Diego area. It's a beautiful place, and I spent a lot of years in California, in Southern California, and it'll be great. There's a lot of fantastic people and fans of mine that have been there, and we're going to blow the roof off that place.
What girl did not want to be Susan Day, hitting a tambourine, standing next to you? Didn't matter that she couldn't really sing. We all wanted to be her because we could be standing there dancing next to you.
Yes, be Susan Day.
I shall be Susan Day.
So Saturday night when you're at the Pala Casino, if there's a woman standing out there carrying her tambourine and singing off-key, you know that's Susan Day, but Susan DeVincent.
DeVincent.
I love that.
Saturday night, October 11th, Pala Casino's Grand Cabaret Theater. Two shows, David Cassidy. You've been great. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you. Have a great day, you guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Linda Mood Bell, an internationally recognized leader in the treatment of learning difficulties.